America inside the numbers. Report, Disney World experienced the worst September they have had in 20 years. Some describing the parks as a ghost town. Biggie's doing the money, money, money motion. I think he's right. People are just saying it's too expensive. I can't go right
now. Yeah, I think you're going to see more and more people cutting out things like Disney World trips. I mean, we heard, look at Las Vegas.
Empty from what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I think it's just, you're tightening the belts. You got the holidays coming too.
We have to tighten the belt because these prices are just insane. Mm-hmm.
They're out price of the rent's too damn high.
Exactly. The rent is too damn high.
I feel like for a while there after COVID, it was like, I'll spend anything just to get the hell out of here. And like, I need to, let's do something completely fun. We've basically been locked up under something for 3 to 4 years. I don't care if it costs $6,000. I'm going.
Yes, I agree
with you. But now, I think we're reeling it back in.
Yes, I agree with you.
Prices have not gone down and on other things, too.
Oh, yeah. Prices are only going up.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
School's going up. Food is going up.
You got to eat. right. All of these things. Average wait times for rides dropped to 24 minutes, which was the lowest they have seen in 20 years. At Disney parks in September.
What is the least popular attraction at Disney?
Well, sometimes you walk by things that you don't even have any interest in whatsoever. Yeah. They're outdated rides. But
there's something for every age group, right? Yes. Like, I don't think you would ride teacups anymore.
Right.
But they have them. Because your kids are teenagers.
But they have them, yeah. And we did ride them when they were young, when they were young.
There was Small World?
Well, see, the Small World has long lines because of the nostalgia, the nature of
Anytime I've gone, it's always one of those must-ride rides just because.
Yeah, okay. It's just because it is so ingrained in Disney.
Is there like a steamboat that's still on the river, the riverboat?
They take the riverboat away.
They revamped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Used to have, things we don't mention anymore.
Yeah.
And they took that away and changed it. There are many, though, that I've walked by and gone, I don't even know what that is.
Mm.
Hall of Presidents is, pretty good. People wait a long time because that gets you out of the heat. You're into the air conditioning.
Oh, that's always one of the great things. Like, at Animal Kingdom, there's like a Lion King show.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's great. But it's also 45 minutes of air conditioning.
That's the one where my son had to pee so badly. You remember, we were in it. We'd been in it 5 minutes. And my wife told him before, so we were in line. She goes, you go to the bathroom right now. He goes, I don't need to use the bathroom. She goes, you go right now. I'm not missing the Lion King. She loves the Lion King. Now, my son was 10. And we just threatened him, with an inch of his life.
Go pee.
He's sitting there scarfing down some huge drink. And we're like, you better go. There's a bathroom right there. No.
Don't have to.
I'm fine. We get in.
I have to.
It's like, Bob, I'm eating it up. He goes, I got to pee. Because they tell you don't leave.
No.
They say, you do not
leave. Was this the first time you sent him out on his own, like little Simba?
Yeah. Yeah, because.
You must make your own way, Simba. To the men's room.
Well, you can't leave. They will not let you. I said, you sit there for 40 more minutes. And he goes, after about 5 minutes, he goes, if you don't let me leave, I have to pee in a puddle right here. And I said, are you kidding? I just
are
want
you
and,
serious?
And my wife.
I brought a clothespin just for this.
My wife looked at me and said, you're handling this. So I took him to the guard who was right there at the door. And I said, he's got to go to the bathroom. And the guy goes, I can let him out this door, but he cannot come back in. And I said, let him go. And we just let him go. And I said, you stand right.
It's like a Disney book.
It was.
All the Disney movies are that.
That's right. So he missed 35 minutes of this great Lion King show. And the rest of us, because we had paid to be in there, sat and watched it. And I said to my wife, what if he's not where he's supposed to be when we get out? She goes, we'll deal with that then. I don't know. If he's not, he's not.
The great spirit will provide.
We'll look
over him.
That's right. Jeff, you have a comment on Disney and the fact that now lines are way down, a visitation way down last month. Go ahead.
We have a family. We used to visit Florida 3 times a year, family-wise, but in September was usually one of those months. But my wife and I elected to go to Pigeon Forge in Gatlinburg this September, and we spent way yonder less than half of what we would have spent in Florida for the week.
Well, no question about that.
You're not alone there.
That's for sure. I've been to Dollywood once, and we'll definitely go again because Pigeon Forge is the best-kept secret in America. It is a wonderful place, and it costs, like you said, less than half of what mm-hmm. you've spent there.
It's probably, if you look, I bet they're up 10%.
Oh, probably.
15%. But everybody It'll be is. The one place. Yeah.
But everybody is. And thank you very much, Jeff. And let me tell you, if you're going to Dollywood, you're going to have a good time. Except for one woman who I recommended it to, who called back a year later and said, "How dare you recommend Dollywood to me?" I stood in line for those honey buns, and it was terrible. Now it's called cinnamon bread. Mm. And she said, "I carried around sticky cinnamon bread for a whole day." And she said, "Your face was burned into my mind the entire time." Because I had recommended so heavily Dollywood. I said, "This is a great experience for the family, and it does not kill mm-hmm. your budget, you know." Disney does kill your budget. Even though it's magical, too,
yeah.
It is really expensive.
They're pushing a lot of cruises I've seen during college yeah. football Saturdays and yeah. NFL Sundays.
Yeah. Well, cruising used to be at least a more...
Disney cruise, I should say.
More affordable option. But Disney cruises are 30% higher than Royal Caribbean, yeah. you know. David, you're talking about Disney as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we're annual pass holders, and we go twice a year. And... this past summer when we were there, Thunder Mountain is still down for refurb. The Rivers of America, the riverboat, all that's gone. They're closing that off to build Cars Land. Uh-huh. Over in Hollywood Studios, a big chunk of that park is shut down for refurb or redevelopment. I mean, they're pouring tons of money and redoing it. A lot of it is a knee-jerk reaction to what Universal has done, and a lot of people just aren't going.
Do you anticipate keeping your membership going for a while?
Yeah, I mean, I've been an annual pass holder, you know, for probably 25 years. Mm. I've been going every year since 77. So
wow.
I've gone with the exception of the 2 years in the pandemic, I've been every year since 77.
How about
that's
that?
That's kind of – that was the first year the Dems went. The
77, yeah, 77. We went in 80 as a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Good for you, David. But he's right. That's another thing. We've been as a family three times. Thank you very much, David. And when you go, if something's shut down, it's just such a bummer, you know, because you pay a ton of money.
It's just such a bummer, dude.
It just is. It just is
such
like
a major put down.
God, it's like, you know, how can Space Mountain be down? Because you're in the park that day, yeah. you want to ride it, it's a big thing. And if it's down, you're just like,
well.
You know?
He mentioned the new Universal Park, which opened. I think it's the Epic Adventure mm-hmm. Park. And my understanding was the first week or two, it was, you know, you couldn't get in. Mm. Slam packed. But then I've heard that is really down as well now.
Yeah. I mean, it's pricing, and he's probably right that they're shutting down a lot of stuff. They're building Cars World, which as soon as he said Cars World, I was like, oh.
Your eyes lit up. I saw it.
I do love cars now.
Lightning McQueen? Mater?
And I'm going back eventually, but no time soon.
Without kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want... Next time he's got to pee in the Lion King thing, he can handle it on his own. I had to go up to the security guard, and he's got to go to the bathroom. Should have seen the look that guy got. They have signs everywhere. You cannot leave the facility. You cannot leave for 45 minutes. It's like they've got you held prisoner there.